For more than a decade, the Color of Justice program has educated students of color about legal professions and how they can give back to their communities by pursuing careers in the law. This year, for the first time, Alaska Native corporations have come together to get rural students involved. Alaska Public Media's urban affairs reporter Anne Hillman has more.
Judge Pamela Washington sits in a crowded room surrounded by youth who pepper her with questions about why she went into law.
And my employer said, you should go to law school. It was the first time I had even heard of it. And I didn't know any lawyers. I didn't have any lawyers in my family. I hadn't watched any law shows. And he said, you should go to law school. I'm like, okay.
Washington is participating in MentorJet. It's like speed dating for high schoolers to learn about jobs in the justice system. She tells the youth she wanted to help people who were in need, and this was a way to do that. That's also why she participates in the Color of Justice program.
Justice is not just done, justice is seen. And I think when people go into the courtroom and they see people that just represent the face of our community, I think people feel that justice can be had there. And so sometimes people leave the court system and they don't feel that way because it's not reflective of our community.
Though the program has reached out to urban Alaskans for 13 years, it only reaches rural youth who attend Mount Edgecombe, a boarding school in Sitka. The program is held there every other year. This year, Cook Inlet Region Incorporated Vice President Bruce Anders decided to increase rural involvement in the Anchorage program.
I was concerned, and I found it a little ironic, that a program that was promoting diversity in the legal profession lacked diversity with respect to Alaska Natives and rural Alaskan students.
He worked with the other 11 regional Native corporations to fund 40 students from rural Alaska to travel to Anchorage and participate in the program. They came from villages as far-ranging as Accutan and Kaktovik. Anders says if young adults from rural areas learn about the legal system, they can return to their communities and affect change through the legislature, the justice system, and their Native corporations. That's why 10th grader Sam Shimon from Gamble is participating in the program.
Well, I feel like the views and values of a rural Alaskan are not very well portrayed in the justice system in general.
He says part of the problem is places like Gamble, located on St. Lawrence Island, are physically disconnected from the justice system, and people can't fully engage with it.
In Gamble, there's not really any lawyers there, or it's a phone court. You call in and you FaceTime a judge or you FaceTime a jury, and that's their court. And then if you get in trouble, somebody flies in from Nome, picks you up, brings you out.
He says he wants to give rural people a voice in the justice system and help them understand how it works. He also wants to influence legislation by teaching urban Alaskans about the impacts of climate change and dumping in the ocean. The two-day Color of Justice program teaches students about ways they can do those things through legal professions. It was founded by the National Association of Women Judges. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.